And do artists designated such as part of the propaganda of class, to reinforce class hierarchies, have any greater responsibility for accomplishing the task at hand, ending power worship? What's been coming up for me are several things I'm pondering. And please bear with me as I take Philip Seymour Hoffman to illustrate. There's a luminescence and an intimacy to his portrayals that seem to pull me into a circle of light. His light, of course. His sharing of himself. And which now I see as a huge empathy. Does not that empathy, and this is what I'm pondering, under conditions in which a very few want to control not just what we think, but the capacity to think itself, does it not put such an artist at tremendous risk? It's the time one has, I think, potentially. That is, potentially the owning of one's life while seeking the authentic, which one must do to take the calling seriously. That necessarily, it seems to me, leads a true artist, a true human being, into power's crosshairs. For what is art, if art is self-defined and not regurgitation, if not a dedicated pursuit of truth? And what is an artist, if self-defined, if not a very fine instrument for getting to it? By which I mean empathy, that instrument. Trusting one's body and following where it leads. Getting to the underlying motive force of things. To attempt to do this, if one has clawed one's way out of the matrix, is a very dangerous project. And trust, there will be Iagos aplenty around such a person and around the people who know this person, planting seeds of doubt, insinuating, trying to blot out from within our beacon who brought us so much light. And I would be very interested to know whether any of Philip Seymour Hoffman's friends have experienced such Iagos. Art, like all of power's boxes, is an artificial construct it gives for us to stand in if we're willing to play the artist role. And this box is particularly tight-crafted under power's steady eye, as it could, in theory, bring to charismatic figures large numbers, in both senses, both currencies that power monitors and traffics in, money and the ability to capture our, we the people's, allegiance, and so present to power a competing interest which power won't allow. Entertainers, and by this word I mean public figures, are court jesters and people pacifiers for power. And by this I mean no offense, as obviously I don't mean by the artist's intent, but rather how the so-called rulers look at it. When you understand power's way of seeing, it's like a key that opens up the door on all their misanthropy. We stop asking those fruitless questions. Well, why would they, and why would they, Well, now we know. They want to be the last ruler standing. They have tremendous, tremendous emptiness that needs to be filled with our adulation. Should any of them, artists, not understand their role, and venture out beyond those bounds, pacifier of the people, and towards the people, while possessing sufficient magnetic draw that others in large number venture with them, I can't imagine power not giving them its full attention. Recall, it's all about the imperative to keep the people sleeping. It's all about the people never thinking. So when entertainers who do inspire us to think die unexpectedly, and trust. Power would not venture to this tactic unless it had a reasonably viable backstory to plug into our questions. Here's another good reason to get focused on our future freedom and leave self-destructive practices behind and state publicly, loud and often, what it is on which we're aiming and not admit dalliances with distraction of any kind. So when public figures who possess the unlikely combination of heart and resources die unexpectedly, please examine their current projects. Please help them. Bring them home.